Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're a veteran or active service member and you already have a VA home loan, you probably know refinancing can be a huge help when rates drop. Mm-hmm. But that thought of doing all the paperwork again, that's usually where it stops for most people.
Yeah, that hesitation is exactly why this program exists.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving deep into the VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, or you know what most people call the IRRL.
IRRL. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, not quite. But our mission today is really to break down why it was created and maybe more importantly, how it acts as this kind of ultimate financial fast track. It's really designed specifically to improve your loan terms, lower rate, more stability with the absolute minimum friction.
Okay, minimal friction. I like the sound of that. That's the key phrase, right? Because anyone who's been through a regular refi remembers, well, the stacks of documents, income verification, the appraisal hassle. The IRRL, or VA Streamline Refinance, as it's also known, it basically lets you bypass almost all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The idea is pretty simple. The VA already qualified you once for the original loan.
Exactly.
So they kind of trust you to move to a better rate without starting from scratch.
That trust, that foundation, it really underpins the whole program. We're not talking about qualifying for a whole new house purchase all over again.
Right.
It's about tweaking the terms on a loan you already have with the VA. And that speed, that efficiency, it's a game changer, especially for military families. You know, finances can shift fast with things like deployments or PCS orders. So let's get into who actually qualifies. The good news is the main criteria are refreshingly simple.
Okay.
First, you absolutely must already have a VA-backed mortgage. That's non-negotiable.
Makes sense. It's a VA program.
Right. Second, you have to use the IRRRL to refinance that specific loan. You can't use it to, say, turn a conventional loan or an FHA loan into a VA loan.
Yeah.
That's a different process.
Okay. Existing VA loan refinancing itself. Got it. And the third requirement, I hear this one has some interesting flexibility.
It really does. This often surprises people.
Yeah.
You have to certify that the property was previously occupied by you as your primary residence.
Was previously occupied. Past tense. That's the key bit, isn't it?
Exactly. The rules explicitly state you do not need to be living there right now. The VA gets that service member's move a lot.
Yeah.
So if that house you bought with your VA loan is now maybe a rental property or even just a second home because you got PCS orders.
Which happens all the time.
All the time. You can still use the IRRL to refinance that loan.
Okay, hold on. That's huge for managing assets. Let's pause there because that really speaks to the military lifestyle. So say I got moved from, I don't know, Fort Hood to JBLM.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned my Texas house into a rental property 5 years back, I can still use this IRRL program to get a lower fixed rate on that rental.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
It's a kind of flexibility you just don't see in many other loan programs. It lets you stabilize the costs on that rental asset without needing to move back in or, you know, go through all the tough hoops for typical investment property loans.
Wow. That stability, especially managing property from afar, that's invaluable.
It really is.
So given how flexible it is, let's talk about the hurdles it removes. People hear refinance and immediately think credit score checks, appraisals. What exactly is not typically required here?
Okay, this is where it gets a little nuanced, but it's important.
Yeah.
The VA itself, they don't set a minimum credit score requirement for the IRRL.
No minimum score from the VA.
Okay. And generally, they don't require a new appraisal either. Those are massive benefits.
But wait a sec. If the VA doesn't require a minimum score, but like every private lender out there has their own internal rules, these overlays you hear about, what's the real impact? Doesn't the borrower still effectively have to meet some score?
That's a really sharp question. And yes, you're right. The borrower does still need to meet the specific lender's minimum score, which, yeah, often hover around maybe 620, 640, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But the strategic insight for you, the borrower, is this. Because the VA isn't setting the floor, different lenders might have different requirements. Some might be a bit more flexible than others.
Ah, so it pays to shop around.
Aggressively. You're not just shopping for the best rate with an IRRL. You're also shopping for the lender whose specific rules, their overlay, best fits your situation right now. You absolutely need to get multiple quotes.
That makes total sense. Shopping is key. And the appraisal point, skipping that, isn't just about saving time, right? It's huge if the market's maybe dipped since you bought.
Exactly right. If property values have gone down, a traditional refi needing a new appraisal might sink the deal if you don't meet the loan-to-value requirements anymore. But since the IRRL usually skips the appraisal, those market ups and downs typically don't stop you from getting a better rate. That takes a lot of stress off the table, especially in uncertain markets.
Plus, cutting out the need for new income or employment verification, that must be incredibly helpful for folks nearing retirement, or maybe transitioning out of active service into a civilian job where, you know, income history might look a bit complicated for a bit.
Definitely. It smooths out those transitional periods significantly.
Okay, so assuming we qualify, let's shift gears to the practical side. What are people really trying to achieve when they do an IRRL? What are the main goals?
Well, it usually boils down to two things: saving money and gaining stability.
Okay.
So borrowers use the IRRL, obviously, to lower their monthly payment when interest rates have dropped. That's the big one. Or strategically, they might use it to get out of an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM.
Yeah. Get rid of that uncertainty.
Exactly. Move into a fixed rate mortgage. That gives you predictability, which is critical if you know big life changes are on the horizon. Sometimes people also adjust the loan term, maybe go from a 30-year down to a 20-year to line up with new financial plans.
Makes sense. Pay it off faster, maybe?
Could be. And this brings up something important, kind of an internal VA policy rule: the net tangible benefit requirement, or NTB.
Net tangible benefit. What's that?
Basically, the VA, and therefore the lender, has to demonstrate that this refinance actually gives you, the borrower, a real financial advantage, you know, within a reasonable time frame. It's not just a suggestion. It's a rule.
Interesting. So a lender can't just, like, offer me a refi that saves me $5 a month but costs me thousands in closing costs rolled in. It has to actually help me.
Precisely. If the main goal is cutting the interest rate, the new rate needs to be clearly lower. If you're moving from an ARM to a fixed rate, well, that stability itself is considered the benefit because it eliminates payment risk. It's really a protection for the borrower, making sure the streamlined process genuinely improves your financial situation.
That's good to know. Okay, let's make the potential savings real. Can you walk us through an example? Show us the kind of financial impact this could have.
Sure. Let's use a pretty standard illustration. Imagine you took out a $300,000 30-year VA fixed mortgage a few years back. Let's say the rate then was 6.5%.
Okay, 6.5% on $300K.
Your principal and interest payment would be roughly $1,896 each month.
Got it. Just under $1,900. That's the baseline.
Right. Now, let's say today's rates allow you to use an IRRL to refinance into a new 30-year fixed at 5.5%.
Okay, a full percentage point lower.
Your new monthly payment drops immediately to about $7,703.
Wow. Okay, so that's, what, about $193 less each month?
That $193 a month, yes. And crucially, if you keep that loan for the full term, that adds up. It's over $2,300 saved per year.
$2,300 a year.
And over the entire 30 years, we're talking nearly $58,000 in total interest savings just from that one percentage point drop.
That is, yeah, staggering. Especially for a process that avoids the full appraisal and income check hassle. Really highlights the power here when rates move favorably.
It does.
So besides just rates dropping, when is the best strategic time to pull the trigger on an IRRL?
Well, anytime rates improve significantly is obviously a good time to look into it. But strategically, it becomes really important when you're facing a known life change. Maybe you know your retirement date or you're prepping for long deployment.
Right. Locking in certainty.
Exactly. Locking in that predictable payment just brings peace of mind. But probably the most critical strategic timing is for anyone holding an ARM where the rate is about to adjust.
Before it potentially jumps up.
Precisely. Using the IRRL lets you escape that potential payment shock before it happens. You move into a stable fixed rate before market changes can hammer your budget.
Okay, that timing makes sense. Let's say I've decided, yes, I need to do this. What does this streamlined process actually feel like? Is it really as quick as they say?
It generally is much faster than a traditional refinancer. Often you're looking at closing in maybe 2 to 5 weeks. It's pretty direct.
2 to 5 weeks, that's fast.
Yeah. It typically follows a simple sort of five-step sequence.
Okay, what are the steps?
First, you figure out your exact goals. Like we said, rate drop, get out of an ARM, change the term, whatever it is.
Okay, know what I want. Step 1.
Step 2, you need to get those competitive quotes. Shop around with different VA-approved lenders.
Right. Shop aggressively. Got it.
Third, the lender you choose will confirm your eligibility. They'll verify your original VA loan details and that past occupancy thing we talked about.
Makes sense. Verification.
Fourth, you finalize the loan structure. Fixed or adjustable, though most go fixed with an IRRRL, the term length, and importantly, how you're going to handle the closing costs and fees.
The fee payment method. Okay, step 4. And step five.
Step five is usually just signing the closing documents. It's often quick, and like we mentioned, generally no property inspection is needed.
Okay, I want to circle back to step four, the fee payment method, because if I'm streamlining to save money, it feels counterintuitive maybe. If I roll my closing costs and that VA funding fee into the new loan, doesn't my new loan balance end up higher than what I originally owed?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of defeating the purpose of paying down debt, especially if I'm adding, say, a few $1,000s back onto the principal?
That's a fantastic question, and It really gets to the core strategic choice you have to make. You are absolutely right. Rolling the costs does increase your loan principal.
Okay.
However, sometimes the immediate benefit of keeping cash in your pocket outweighs that slight increase in the long-term loan amount. Think about it this way. If you're saving, say, $193 a month with a lower rate.
Like in the example.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you need to keep $3,000 liquid in your emergency fund right now.
Mm.
Rolling the costs lets you start realizing those monthly savings immediately without having to drain your savings account to cover the upfront costs.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it's a trade-off. Liquidity now versus slightly higher debt.
It's a classic financial trade-off, yes. And that net tangible benefit rule helps ensure that even if you roll in the costs, the lower interest rate and payment structure still provide a significant enough monthly improvement to make that slightly higher principal acceptable.
That makes sense. It's a conscious choice then. Okay, now documentation. What do I actually need to provide versus what's usually skipped? I assume they still need ID, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'll need your current mortgage statement from your existing loan, a valid ID, of course, and that certification form stating you previously occupied the home as your primary residence.
Okay, mortgage statement, ID, occupancy cert.
Right. But the critical part is what's generally excluded.
Mm.
That's where the streamline comes in. Usually no tax returns needed.
Nice.
No detailed pay stubs, no letters from employers verifying jobs, no W-2s. Skipping those income docs is the fundamental time saver.
That's the efficiency gain right there.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about that VA funding fee specifically. It's required on most VA refinances, yes. But what's interesting with the IRRL is that the fee percentage is typically lower than what you'd pay on a VA purchase loan or a VA cash-out refinance.
Lower fee for an IRRL? Why is that?
It seems to be a deliberate incentive from the VA to encourage veterans to take advantage of better terms when available. Make it a bit cheaper to optimize the loan you already have.
Okay. And isn't there a big potential waiver for that fee too?
Yes. Huge benefit here. Veterans receiving VA disability compensation, depending on the rating and documentation, they may get the funding fee waived entirely.
Wow. Waived completely.
Completely. This can save thousands of dollars right off the bat, making the refinance significantly cheaper. It's absolutely crucial to confirm your potential fee waiver status with your lender right at the beginning of the process.
Definitely something to check. Okay, before we wrap up, we have to draw a really clear line. People might hear VA refinance and think about pulling cash out of their home equity. Can I do that with an IRRL?
Absolutely not. No cash out with an IRRL. Its purpose is strictly to improve the existing loan's terms, the rate, the term length, maybe moving from an ARM to fixed, stability, and cost reduction.
Okay, so IRRL, improved terms, no cash.
Correct. If your main goal is to tap into your home equity, maybe pay off other debts, or even refinance a non-VA loan into the VA program, you need the other big VA refinance option, the VA cash-out refinance.
And that one's different.
Completely different piece. The cash-out refi does require the full appraisal, comprehensive income verification, basically all the stuff the IRRL lets you skip.
Gotcha. So IRRL is for optimizing the loan you have. Cash out is for restructuring or pulling equity out.
That's a perfect way to put it. Think optimization versus restructuring. So, you know, connecting this back, the IRRL is really this incredibly valuable, simplified tool for current VA borrowers.
Yeah.
It helps you manage and optimize your mortgage debt by leveraging the qualification work you already did way back on the original loan. It cuts out complexity, cuts out time.
Mm-hmm.
It really is the fast track. #tax#outro. So, just to kind of pull the key takeaways together for you, the learner, the IRRL, it's really defined by its speed and its simplicity. It lets you capitalize on better interest rates or lock in long-term payment stability without, you know, all the heavy lifting of income verification or needing a brand new appraisal.
Yeah.
And for military families, that flexibility, especially being able to use it even on homes you've had to convert into rentals, that makes it just an indispensable tool for managing your finances over the long haul.
It really does. And that flexibility raises a final, maybe provocative thought for you listening today based on everything we've discussed. Since you can use the IRRL even if you turned that home into a rental property years ago, How might strategically locking in a low fixed rate on that asset now, even long after you've moved away, actually improve your future options? Could it give you more flexibility down the road? Maybe enhance your long-term financial stability? Perhaps make that rental easier to manage or budget around, or even sell years from now when you might be facing another big career move or life change?
That's a great strategic question.
Definitely something to think about as you look at your current mortgage rate compared to where the market is today. Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you next time.